mistake, you called the ninth one 10, so there's no Kedusha Chal on the ninth one at all. Only El Imke Neker Shema Siri Hemenu. Only if, when you go to the tenth one, you do not call it number 10. Your Neker Shema Siri Hemenu. And like I'll soon explain, like this the Gemara says, for you had Dinnois, and he says, really, this throw this way also. That's going to be a lach of the Mishnah later. We're going to see that sometimes you can make mistakes and call the ninth one 10, and sometimes you call the tenth one 10, and sometimes you call the 11th one 10. So lach of the Mishnah says later is that the ninth one is Kaddush, but you have to wait till it becomes the Bamum, there's no Akrover on it. The tenth one is the Maisib Heimo, and the 11th one comes to be a Shlomim. Now he learns like this, Vadin Noisim, Oma Echid Osar, that you call by mistake the 11th, number 10, Shewaise Kedusha Likorav, the Maisa becomes a Korban Shlomim, you bring it for Shlomim. Still, the Mishnah says, Lein, ain't a Kodesh, it's only Kodesh, this 11th one, Elim came Neka Shema Siri Hemenu, meaning that when the 10th one came out, you did not call it 10. The 10th one came out, you called it 9, and you only called the 11th one 10. Then Taketz Chaldes Kedushas Shlomim on the 10th one. And so he says, the same sphere applies to Chi. Is Chi, the 9th one. If by mistake the 9th one coming out, you call it number 10. The locher is what it has, Kedusha, not to be brought for Korban, just that you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum, then you can eat it. So Shein Noisa Kedusha LeKorban, it has no way to be brought for Korban, it has less Kedusha on it. If so, ain't din, isn't it a swear to say Shemneka Shema Siri Hemenu in? That when do we say the ninth one has Kedusha? Only when the tenth one comes out, you do not call it number 10. If Yoika the 10 from the tenth, then this Kedusha remains on the ninth one. But Eloi Loi, but if you're not Oiker, meaning you also call the tenth tenth, so then only the tenth remains Kaddish and can be brought for Korban, and not the ninth. So with that, we learned before that the ninth one is Chulin, that goes according to this from Shimon Shita. In the case there was a mistake, true, you called number 9, 10, but then when number 10 came out, you also called the 10. So in this case of Shimon holds, there's no Kedush at all on the ninth one. But on this, the Gemara says back, no, he had no sentence, the Gemara says back, a Svara, not like Rabbi Shimon. And that's Pshan, the first Bresa that says even the ninth one does remain Kaddish. The Gemara says he and the sinner is just the opposite. The Svara goes like this: Echad Osar, the 11th one, Shuoi said Kedusha Likarev. There we wanted to have a Kedusha Shlomin. It could be brought for Korban. There the Svara is in Neka Shema Siri Menuin. Only when you did not call the 10th one 10, then the 11th that you called 10 has Kedusha on it. But Eloi, if you called the 10 number 10 also, then number 11, even though you called that 10 also, does not have Kedusha. Because you wanted to give it such a strong Kedusha to be brought for Korban, that you can't do if you called the 10th one 10. But Chi, the 9th one, if by mistake you called the 9th one 10, Shein Oisa Kedusha LeKorev, even if you like do not call the 10th one 10, you only remain that the 9th one should be the 10th one still. The 9th one has no Kedusha to be brought for Korban. At most, it only has Kedusha on it that you have to wait till it becomes Baal Mum to eat it. And so since it's a less of a Kedusha, then the Svar is, Afagav de Leineke Shema Siri Hemenu. Even though you do not take away the name 10, meaning to say the 10th one you call 10, still the 9th one should have its Kedusha on it. So, therefore, that's the Pshat in the first Brice before that says, the 9th one is Kedusha, and you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum. That since it has no Kedusha Sakrova, just as it has Kedusha, it's Nechav Amumai, that remains on it, even though you call the 10th one 10. In Nami, the Gemara says, Echad Osar, the 11th one, the Yivru Leia Siri, that since you already had a 10th one come out already, so now by the 11th one, even though you made a mistake and call it 10, Inek Hashem Asiri Menu, when is the 11th one Kedush? Only if you did not call the 10th one 10, like you were Nekah the Shema Siri from the 10th one. Then the 11th one has Kedusha. But Eloi, if when the 10th one came out, you called the 10. Just when the 11th one came out, you also called the 10. Then Eloi, then it's not Chal Kedusha on the 11th, because it was already Chal Kedusha on the 10th one. Therefore, there's no Kedusha on the 11th one. But she, when the 9th one came out, and by mistake, he called the 10. The Akati Lo Yivar Lo Yathiri, like no other one came out to be 10. If so, when the 9th one came out, if you call it 10 now, that has a Kedusha on it, that it has to be Nechav Amumai. So the afagav leneke shemesir menu, even though you do not take off the tenth, means when the tenth one comes out, you do. You also call it ten. Still, that the ninth one remains with this kedusha that you can't eat it unless it comes about mum. And sulemir, another talk about like the rabbanon on the right that they say the ninth one always remains kodesh. Now the gemara goes back and says, Omar Rova. Minyan haroi poita. That the Rabbi before said that the minyan haro mean if you have 10 behemoths in your corral and you want to start taking off mice behema, you start counting, let them go out through the small door 1, 2, 3, 4, and then for some reason you stop right there, you don't do any more. So those four that you counted are potter for mice behema. That's called minyan. That when you counted them, it was really fit for mice to be taken. So it's potter. So Mar says minole le Rabbi. How does Rabbi know to say this? If you want to tell me miho de tanan, that we learned. So again, so Gemara says minole le rovho. How does Rovho know to say this? So Gemara says ilam. If you want to tell me miho de tanan, that we learned. Kofat echad min hamenuyim le toichon. Again, we started to count ma'aser behemah. You count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one of the ones that you counted jumped back into the deer. Into the corral, as loch is kulam peturim, they're all potter. So the question is why? So Gemara says, like minuyim gufayu, even the one, these ones that you counted already, the yifteru, that they're potter for ma'aser behema. What's the reason why? Because once you tell me the ones you counted already are potter, so now if they jump back into the corral, the loch always is by ma'aser behema. It has to be asiri vada yomarachmona v'loy asiri sofik. If there's a suffix whether you have 10 to take off meister from, send your potter, only if you know for sure vaday. So if of one of these that were counted already is potter, then it jumps back in, so you can't take off meister ben anymore from the ones inside. Because you always have to be a doubt, maybe the 10th one you're going to take out is going to be this one that already was counted before, and it's potter from meister bema. So in a suffix you can't take off meister bema. But the question is, this one that went out that was counted and jumped back in, why is that one potter for Ma'aser Behema? Is the Havim in the Rish, you did not get to number 10 yet, you did not make any Ma'aser Behema. So even though you counted 4 or 5, why should those 4 or 5 be potter? So Moshe Lav, isn't the reason, is the Minyan HaRov, there should be a right to Rava. That since when you counted those 4 or 5, it was fit to have a din Ma'aser Behema, so as soon as you count them, they become potter for Ma'aser Behema. Even though you didn't get around to take the 10th one out yet. So now if one of those jumped back into the corral, the din is your potter from Ma'aser Behema. So Mar says, no, maybe the case is Vidil Midi Osar Alavayu. The case is that 10 of them came out already, and the 10th one was Ma'aser Behema. You already made Ma'aser Behema. That's why the ones that came out first are potter from Ma'aser Behema. But maybe if you did not have 10 come out yet, so maybe even the ones that came out will not be potter. So Mar says, no, he, this pshat, Lemotis Amarta. You can't say this is the pshat over here. Why? Because Atoni, we learned, min hamushorim l'toicha. It's a clearly case like that. That one of the ones that took off Maisa jumped back in again. So that's the case we took off Maisa. Mashma the Rashid, we did not take off Maisa yet. Samar says, no. V'dilma, maybe know what the Sefer means. V'dilma my mushorim. Know what it means to say one of the ones that he took off Maisa jumped back in again. Not one of the nine that came out. But it means to say, Maisa Davka. Maybe it means the 10th one that came out, that you made it Maisa, which jumps back, that also makes the Ptur. So say in two different cases. The Reisha is where one of the Menuyim jumped back in, even though it wasn't Gemaisit yet. And then it says, in the case we do make them Gemaisit, and the 10th one that you made Maisa, that one jumps back in again, also you put them. And they can now bring a proof of this pshat. The Tanya says clearly in the Sefer that when the Musharim jump back, Yiro, then you cannot eat any one of those animals inside. But you have to wait to let them be raised in the fields until it becomes about mum, then you can eat them. Why? Because we're talking about, do you have a Ma'aser Behema there? So that one is Kaddush, you can't eat it until it becomes about mum. But our Kopon, so far we have no proof to Rava. It could be Pshan the Reishri that you counted 10 animals and you made the 10th one to be Ma'aser Behema. And now one of the first 9 jumped back in. So there it's Poshid the Potter for Ma'aser Behema. Then the Sefer is where the 10th one jumped back in. But maybe only 4 or 5 came out and you did not make Ma'aser altogether. Maybe those first 4 or 5 are not Potter. So we have no proof to Rava's Halacha. Zemora says rather Elo Amar Rav. Rav says like this. Amar Kro, the Pasuk says Yavor. It says clearly Yavor means Maitz is only now the first time you have to take it under the shevet, under the rod, like to make it Maitz of a Veloy Shechvar Ovar. Not if it once went through. In other words, if you start to count the animals as soon as they went through the door once, there's a din, you don't bring them through a second time through the door. So as long as they went through once, they have a ptur even before Maitz was taken off. So Mora says now, my shikvar over. What does it mean to say, yavar, she goes through, and none of it went through already? My shikvar over. Idi also levayu. If we're talking about now where mamish 10 came out already, and you made a 10th one, maisa. So Mora says, you need a drasha for that, that those 9 that you counted already, you don't do it over again. Pshita, you're ready, mekayim the mitzvah maisa sheni from them, like you took off the maisa. So pshita those apota. What do you need a pasuk for? El olav, isn't the pshat is, the Yifturulu Beminyan Haro. That we're talking about now, that you've counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's all. You didn't count more. And still, since they went through the count once, there's a Gzeras HaKosi, we don't count them a second time. So Shema mean that there's a proof to Rava that the Minyan Haro would pata. So the Gemara says, they allowed the Yifturulu Beminyan Haro, Shema mean there's a good proof. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavosa the Rava, I'll bring you a proof to Rava. It says, Hoyuloy Asarat Loyim. Somebody had 10 sheep. V'chnison ladiri, brought it into his corral. Umona chamishi, started to count 5 of them. Umeisechemim, one of the 5 left over died. So it sounds like this. One of them died. So it depends. Im min hamenuyim meis, if one of these first 5 that he counted already died, like so what? Then moinu mashtem aleim, let him continue counting the next 5, and he'll make still meisa. But let's say, even though we counted 5, one of the 5 left in the corral died, so now the locher is menuyim peturim. The ones that were already counted, and at the time when you counted them, there were 10 alive, so those 5 are potter from Isabema. But v'sheinim menuyim, the last 5 that are still left in the corral, so even though one died, there's 4 left, is a mitzvah from the Gurunacher. Those are not potter from Isabema. Those will have to wait until the next time, to the next Gurun, until you have another 6 payments teared onto them. So this is a proof to Rava that the first 5 that went out, they're potter. Now, Vyama Rava also says like this, what's going to be, Ho Yuloy Yudalit Loyim, somebody had 14 sheep. V'echnisim Ladir, you brought them into one corral, and it happened was like this. There were like 2 doors in this corral. So 6 of them went out through one Pesach. So at the time when they went out, Pshita was fit to have Meiser, because it could be very well another 4 would go through that door also. So those 6 that come out are Potter. Then the next 4 went out through a different door. So when those 4 go out the other door, how many are left? There's only 4 left. So those 4 are not potter, because when those 4 went out the other door, it was never fit for them to have maisa. So therefore it's like this, and we are born nishtai rosham, and 4 animals are still left over in the corral. So it's like this, oisam arbo, these 4 left over, im bepesach hashishiyot, if they're going to go out through the same door that the first 6 went out. So very good, now you have 10 going through one door. Is noit lechemiyam, take off one of them to be maisa. V'hashar, mitzvah from the Gurin. Acher, the 4 that went out the other door, they are not potter, and them you still have to wait till the next time you have a time to take off Maisa Behemah, and then we mitzvah for the ones that are born later. But v'yimlav, if the last 4 does not go out through the door of the 6, v'yimlav, so shiship turim. The first 6 that went out, they are potter, because at the time when they went out, it was fit for another 4 to go through that door. But the abor, the next 4 that went out through the other door, and the last 4 also went out through that door, it was starting from the Garanachar. Those 8 were not fit to have Maisa Beima taken, therefore they're not potter, you have to still put them in the Garanachar to wait till you have another time to take off Maisa Beima. Now what's going to be like this? Again, you have 14 sheep here. Yotzu abo b'pesach zeh. 4 went out through one door. So very good. At that time, they're still fit for another 6 to go through. Then v'shisha b'pesach zeh. 6 went out through a different door. Still, there are 4 left open. Those 4 could go out through the second door also. So when both of these 4 and 6 went out, both really are potter. V'nishtayim v'shom abo. There are 4 left over in the corral. So it depends. If it goes out the same door that six went out, very good. Take off one, you have 10 going through. And via sharp turim, the other four that went out, they're also potter. Because at that time it was fit to have Maisa Beima. Via Mlav, let's say the four left over, does not go out through the door of the six, but it goes through the door that four went out. So, Arbo v'shishep turim. The first four and the second six that went out, those are potter. But the Arbo, the last four that goes out, those are not called minin haroyu. Therefore, mitzvah from the Goren Acher, those last four, you'll have to wait until the next time you have another shipment to take off Maaseh Beima. What's going to be Yotza above the Pesach Zeh? Again, you have 14 behemoths, so four go out through one door. Then the above the Pesach Zeh, then another four goes out through another door. So now again, when both of these went out, it was always a minion haro. It was always fit. There were 10, like there was possible that another six should go through that same door. So they're both part of both sets of four. For nishtayru sham shisha, there's still six animals left over. So imoy sham shisha yosef pesach echod. If it goes through one door, noitom yemech, whichever door it goes through, you have ma'aseh beima there for sharp turim, and the other four are apotah. V'yim lav, let's say it did not come through. Sabor peturim. Mean to say that these last six do not go through one door, but three goes through this door, three goes through that door, so you don't have ma'aser either way. So then, abor, the gisha should be abor b'pturim. The first sets of four, the first four that went out the first door, and the second four went out the second door, those ate like a potter. Because when they went out, it was called a minyan haro. But the shisha, the last six that went out, three this door, three that door, so ma'aser, you don't have 10 going through any one door, so you can't take off ma'aser right now. But these last six, when they went through, it's not a minyan haro anymore. Therefore, they're mistaken from the Goren Acher. Then you'll have to leave over to the next time you take off Ma'aseh Beima. So Mor says, my Kamashmah, what's the Kiddush over here? The minyan haro potter, this you said, to have a minyan haro, a minyan that's fit, is potter. If so, Vomer Rava Chodes in, the Rava already said this already one time. So Mor says, no. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Vadai minyan haro you amrinan. Where it's a Vadai that you have a minyan haro, it's very good. But Safed minyan haro, the Chodes Loch, the Chodes Loch amrinan. In case we have four go out this door and four go out the other door, since we're not sure the last six, which door will go through, if it's not really for sure which one, it's only a suffix, it will be fit to have Meister or not. So maybe that you don't say. Kamash Mulan, yes, that La Meister, when the first four went out, it's possible for the next six to come out through that same door, even though we don't know for sure, like in this crowd, there are two doors there. So when the first four went out one door, we don't know for sure there's going to be another six coming out that door. So maybe that's not called minyan haro. Kamash Malon, yes. But since Lamais, it's possible. So it's also considered a minyan haro that would have a Ptura Maaseh Beima. For Yom Rov, Rov says like this. What's going to be Hoyu Loi Chamisha Osatloi? A person has 15 animals. So Loyerm is not supposed to say Evra Asara. Let me separate 10 of them, and I'll put them into my corral, and I'll take off one for my sebeima. For your sharp turm, I'm only left over with 5 more. It's not a shear to make maisa, so maybe I'm pot, I could eat them now without taking off maisa. You shouldn't do that. El rather coins and the deer, bring all 15 into the corral, so they're all mechuyev like teva now, that maisa should be taken off. Take out 10 of them, take off one to be my sebeima. Via Shara, the next far that's still in the corral, mitzvah from the Goren Acher, you have to wait till the next time you take off. But already has a shame tevel on it that your mechuyev to take off mice, you can't eat it until you take off the mice. Tanya Namiyachi, learn like this also. Tanya Namiyachi, Hoyu loichani shosatlaim, somebody has 15 animals. Is loyem, again, daf samach, on top, loyem, a person should not say, ever asorah, let me choose 10.